This is Dr. Singh. This is a follow-up psychiatric evaluation from Westwood Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Patient first name is Thomas, last name is Hicks, H-I-C-K-S. Date of birth is 1-4-1961. Date of evaluation is 4-26-23. HPI history page, complaint, psychiatric evaluation to assess patient's mood as well as capacity to make informed medical decisions. History of present illness. This is a 62-year-old male who has been a resident of this facility since 4-5-2023. He was seen by a PA from our service on April 6, 2023. Patient's chart indicates history of cerebral infarction, acquired absence of right leg below the knee, history of malignant neoplasm of kidney, chronic kidney disease, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, BPH, acute respiratory failure, debility, insomnia, Patient reports that he hopes to get better and be able to walk and believes that he might get evaluated for prosthesis. Patient acknowledged feeling down and sad and sometimes cries. Peter, he acknowledged that his appetite is poor. He's currently on Remeron 15 milligram QHS. Patient knew that he's on gabapentin and a blood pressure medication and takes Tylenol for pain period. He knew that he's in Detroit but did not know the name of the nursing home. He knew it's April 2023 and knew Biden as a president. He could recall two out of three objects after 3 minutes. Next paragraph, patient seems to be totally dependent on staff for ADL care due to his debility. Peter, he claims that 3 months ago he was doing better. He lived in California and reports that his brother brought him here. Peter, patient reports that his wife passed away a year ago and states that he has 3 children now. Next paragraph, internal medical social family history, their last visit 4-6-2023. Next paragraph, check a review of medical family social history, indicate no changes since last visit as noted above. Next paragraph, check medical record, lab diagnostic, x-ray, collateral informant, check chart review, check nursing, IDT. Next paragraph, current medications. See medication page and number one, Remeron 15 milligram QHS. Next paragraph, mental status examination, constitutional, recent weight loss, grooming, fair motor movements, right below the knee, right leg below the knee amputation, stature, lying, gait not tested, level of consciousness alert, demeanor cooperative, affect constricted, mood dysphoric, speech clear, thought processes, intact, suicidal homicidal ideation, denies suicidal homicidal ideation, another perceptual psychotic symptom, no evidence of psychosis, fund of knowledge, fair judgment, fair insight, fair orientation to a person, and time impaired to place, attention, concentration, mildly impaired, memory, recent mildly impaired, patient could recall 2 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes, appetite poor. Next paragraph, under assessment and plans, mood disorder due to known physiological condition with depressive features, F06.31. Plans continue, Remeron as prescribed. Number 2, acute respiratory failure with hypoxia, J96.01. Next paragraph, under disposition, check notify service of any changes of mood or behaviors or any new concerns. Also check the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential adverse effects. Next paragraph, patient has significant physical debility, mild cognitive impairment, and is totally dependent on staff at this time for ADL care period. He seems considering his significant physical debility, patient would benefit from activation of power of attorney and or guardianship period. He should be consulted in decision making process. Next paragraph, procedure code 99308, end of dictation.